thanks for being here and finding value in the connection and for making the best out of the situation too. Like you're saying, my gosh, being separated, like away from your family when you really wanted to be there right now, that must be.
Yeah, it's tough.
Woo, really conscious of like managing that frustration.
It's tough. And then it's like, you kind of start thinking about everything. Like I think about like the kids, like God forbid, like, you know, if they don't have like a loving home, like that sucks for them and they're stuck in the house. And then it's like, I think about, you know, so many people who are unemployed right now, they don't have the luxury where they can't work from home. So it's like, I'm like, I know I shouldn't have to carry all that weight, but those are things that everyone, you know, for the most part thinks about. So
yeah,
it's a scary time. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for filling us in. Yeah. How about you, Miss Kim? How you doing?
I'm okay. My parents are fine and my kids are fine. I think mostly I'm just like everybody else was saying, worried about other people. Especially as far as my parents are concerned, because my parents are older, you know, like my mom is 69, she'll be 70 in June, and my dad is 72, and he actually had like an bronchitis, like when they first told us that we were leaving school, and he has a doctor that I'm not so fond of, and so I was worried about him for a while, but they gave him a shot of steroids, I think, and then gave him cough syrup, that prescription stuff, and then an antibiotic, and so he's come out of it, so I was glad about that. Mm-hmm. So like I want to go visit, but I don't want to be a carrier and then carry it in the house and they get sick. Like I'm just paranoid about that. So just things like that, and so I'm trying not to be paranoid, but like Aliana said, there it's everywhere. If I look at my email comes up with the businesses telling me about their COVID-19 thing, TV, you know, and I limit myself on television. There's all types of things on Facebook. Some of it is funny. You know, I posted something that somebody had shared with me with the nurses, and everybody were doing the little TikTok dances. So I'm like, you know what, if they can, you know, lighten the mood with something so small, then, you know, we all should be fine. But so just watching little different things, but also, you know, I've seen some really encouraging things. Like there was this thing that with the kids walking around. So if the kids walk around, put the stuffed animal in your window so that they can like study the different animals that are in the window. So I put an owl, and my daughter had a stuffed owl, and I put an owl in the window. So, you know, that was cute, you know. So I see a lot of people doing positive things. So I'm just trying to stay on that train, but it is a little unnerving. Our roads aren't empty. People are still like going up and down the road, but I live on a main street, so maybe that's why. But there's not a lot of people out. Yeah,
thanks for sharing that. I'm so glad your dad has recovered from that. I one of the things about living in Mexico is you can get anything at the pharmacy. So 2 weeks ago when I left PV to come back to Yalapa after my birthday, I went to the pharmacy and like cleaned up shop. I got like all the like special cough syrup and antibiotics and like just in case, because I'm in a little village in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, Jazz, how you doing?
Yeah, that's great. I think I'm just about the same. It's like a roller coaster. Some highs, like Kim said, they're doing some really cute things. We're in a pretty rural area. So like my high is that there's like really not a lot of people around. So we can go out and we have lots of like federal land, right, that we back up to. So we can really get out and have some like fresh air pretty consistently. They're doing some cute stuff for the kids. You can like drive around in the preschool homes. Like you could put a bear in the window or an animal, like Kim said, and then the kids like get to drive around and see things. And they love driving and seeing the horses. So we do that every day, and they get to drive on my lap because there's no other cars, and that's nice. Time with the kids has been like amazing and challenging, but like all I wanted was time home with my kids, more time. And so I'm seeing that as like a really strong silver lining. Trying to stay off of social media because I wasn't looking, and then I looked the other day and I'm in New Jersey, and New York and New Jersey are like literally the hotbed of the entire country right now. And five of our counties are like, the hospitals are already over capacity, and they're doing the ventilator thing where they're like, don't have enough for people. So I'm off of social media now. Like I'm literally not reading a single thing about this because I just can't. My dad is not feeling well. So his temperature was fine today. He didn't have a temperature, but he's been like achy, and he's 65 and he's in great health, but he's like in central Jersey, which is the worst area right now. And I'm trying not to like lose it over that because like I didn't meet him like until I was 21. So I just haven't had enough time, and I'm trying not to let myself go there. So he's going to be fine, and he needs to stop going to fucking Costco. It's like insane. He's like, I haven't been anywhere in the last 3 weeks, except I went to ShopRite twice and Costco twice. I'm like, Dad, like, he's like, no, Costco, they changed their protocol. Like the doors stay open and nobody touches your items anymore. They scan it from like behind the desk and they don't even take your credit card. They just scan your credit card. I'm like, oh my, I don't know even how to respond to that without freaking out. So hopefully he's not going to go to Costco anymore. And my sister just qualified. She passed her qualifying exam as a PA. So she starts in a month, which is good, except she signed up to be on like the national registry for deployment. Anybody who's a nurse or a PA right now can sign up to be voluntarily deployed to like the like worst areas right now. And she signed up, which I understand why. It's just my sister. And I just met her too. Like she didn't even know about me until I met my dad. So like, I just haven't had enough time, and I don't want anyone. I just don't want her on the front lines. Like, I don't care that you're young and 25 and healthy. Like, I know that's selfish, but it's just how I feel. And stop volunteering to go save the world. Like, I know people have to do it. It sounds so shitty of me, but it's how I feel. So those are my lows right now. It's just being worried about family and my mom, who I think I told you guys about. She's a social worker. So, you know, I just like want to be so selfish. I just like want everyone to come to my house and eat the meat that's already in my freezer. And like, we won't have to go anywhere for like 4 months and just come live in like our non-castle, but like castle, you know what I mean? Yeah. So.
Thanks for sharing the silver lining and also the lows, you know, like the fears and what happens, and like, who can relate with what Jess just said? I can totally relate. Like, yeah, that selfishness of like protecting our family and that vulnerability of like, don't go to Costco. Like, oh, yeah. Thanks, Jazz, for sharing. And how about you, Ash? I know we talk like 20 times a day because you're my trainee, but for the rest of the group, how you doing?
I'm okay. I am looking forward to when we can go to a bar again. Like, I just really, sometimes you just want to go sit at the bar and talk to your local bartender, and you can't do that right now. But in all seriousness, about people, and can you guys still
hear me? Because I know my internet's being weird today.
I can hear you, but your screen is definitely delayed.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep jogging anyways. Yeah, I'm just, you know, when you start thinking about, I'm just so grateful that, yes, I can work from home. We're still doing, you know, fine and all of that. But then, like some of the others have said, you actually start thinking about, okay, well, we've had businesses or all of it, all the people on the front lines and all of that. It's like, you know, you get some, you can, I've just doubled down on a lot of self-care and to help me get out of that. And to just not think about it. And like, I'm trying, like we very rarely have the TV on or the news or anything like that. And then I also, I'm just, it is like back to what Jasmine said, it's frustrating with some people being, not following some of the rules. Like my brother, a guy came to work with a fever and a cough. And I was like, so my brother had to go straight into quarantine. Couldn't even, at first somebody had to come pick up, well, his ex-wife had to pick up his son from his place. He couldn't even say bye to his son and take his son there, and went into quarantine until fortunately the guy's test results came back that it was just the flu and it wasn't COVID-19. So yeah, but there was a couple of days where it's like, why the hell did you go to work with a fucking fever? Like, come on, people. Like, it's like, I don't know. And so, yeah, fortunately that guy's test was fine. And so my brother is now out of, well, you know, we're still in social distancing and all that, but he's not having to be in his apartment all of the time. But, so it's just some frustrations with that. But for the most part, I'm just grateful that I'm still able to work from home and everything's fine. And, like Jessica was saying, I have a good, you know, partner, and it's me and Mike together. So, you know, we like each other, fortunately. So it's okay.
Thanks for the check-in. Yeah. God, I'm glad your brother, I mean, I hope you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my brother doesn't have any symptoms or anything like that. And it took forever for the test results to come back. I mean, so they've really got to fix that. But yeah, he's fine. And that guy's test came back negative for COVID. So all good, but still, I'm just like, come on, people. Like, let's all do our part.
Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, I can kind of, in a way, relate with that. Like Yalapa, I read this village is so, we're so secluded from the rest of the world, with the exception of boats going back from PV. But some of the restaurants here, just like, it's so intangible, right? It was even intangible for me until it wasn't. But it's like so surreal and intangible. And it's kind of like in this small village, I think people have this mentality of like, they can't come here or something. And I was just like, it just, I wanted to like go down and be like, everybody go inside. It's really frustrating. I'm like up here on the hill, I could shout to the village, but I'd probably get rocks thrown at me. Anyway, Herky, hi, darling. We're doing, I wanted to start today's call with like a heart space check-in. I just had an intuitive feeling this morning to hold some space for some sharing. So you're more than welcome to kind of fill us in. How are you doing? If you feel like speaking to how you're feeling or what's going on for you, but no pressure.
Sure. It's high and low, high and low. Personally feeling I was, you know, things settled with my daughter and everything was good and we're doing good. But just some time back, I was speaking to my sister and New York, you know, as you all know, NYC has like 500 cases since yesterday or something, or in 2 days. So it was pretty, I was going to log in at 7:30, but I had to really sit and assimilate, you know, all that she was sharing with me. And they have a truck lined up for, and they've made a makeshift morgue in Central Park. And it is unbelievable. I mean, because she's right there and doing this, and, you know, I'm sometimes so hard to to just hear. And I sort of didn't want to pass on my heavy energy at that time to everybody. So I was sad and feeling better now. But just praying for those who lost their lives, and just be grateful that we have ours, and just keep them in our hearts for those who are gone, and send, you know, loads of healing to those who are at the forefront. That's about it.
Yeah.
It's like the hotels, the boarding, and everything has been turned into, you know, like a makeshift hospital. Like, you guys, I've not been watching news that much, trying to, you know, keep up the spirit for the kids at home and everything, but seeing that, and she was like, you know, especially with the that truck and the refrigerator where they're keeping, and the, it's really, really, yeah, unbelievable. And it's, that's like a first world country, not even a third world country, you know.
Ooh, thanks for sharing that. It's just so crazy. And having family there on the front lines, or anywhere like near the front lines, it's just like. Yeah. And how's your daughter? How's Reba?
She's doing good. She recovered in 2 days or so. But yeah, it was like when we went to the hospital, it was, so we called initially, and the nurse said that you can monitor her, and, you know, so for 2-3 hours we were monitoring her, and then suddenly she had nausea and headache, and she was out of breath and everything. So then they said bring her immediately, and then it was 2 a.m. and we rushed and took her, and then of course, like, they're asking us, so they came to the parking lot and put on masks for me and my daughter. And as they took us in and they did, you know, some testing, her heart rate was very high. They're trying to figure out what was going on. It's probably, you know, something else that was, you know, I feel it was some other virus or God knows what it was. Then they said they're very short on testing. The doctor was very honest, and he said, look, even if it is that, it's going to take its time, and she's not a high risk older patient. So since they are short of testing, would I be willing to forego? And I was like, because they need it for the older ones, and it only made sense. It's also a very uncomfortable test, goes up the nose and stuff, so for kids especially. So I said, it's fine, it is what it is. Just, you know, you have to monitor and make sure she's drinking, not dehydrated, and eating, and quarantine and everything. And so we thought we'll drop the, so we brought her back, and she, on a side note, she had something else, an image that she saw, felt that she was healed. But anyway, so then we thought we'll drop the boys with the dad and she can come here. But obviously at 4 a.m. the boys are screaming no, and they're like in their own type of stress, that because, you know, what's happening, what's going on, and we're trying to keep it calm, and they're like, no, we're not going to stay separate. And it was one drama. I was like, my God, dear God. I'm just, you know, but yeah, just kept moving. I had to stand strong. And then my ex and I also, you know, we got together, we're like putting our egos for us on a side now and attending to what needs to be attended. And the children need, my mom is not here, nobody's here. The boys need to be with him, the girls need to be with me. So we're sort of sharing the space now and just managing the times as best as we can. Yeah.
Wow. You've been through so much in such a short period of time. I'm glad she's okay. I'm glad that, you know, your family's doing well, but I just can't even begin to fathom what you've gone through, and I'm sending you so much love.
Yeah. I mean, and I really feel if I had not had all this inner work going on for so many years, I would have probably most likely collapsed. Not because everybody is facing it. I'm just saying that it was like, you know, you're trying to manage one child and you're trying to bear what the doctor is saying. And then you have the whole the psychological thing going on with everybody in the air. So the impact is so, you know, this thing. And then you're, you know, wondering what is the status of this child? And these two children are busy tantruming that I want to cling to you, or I want to be, you know, I don't know if I'm infected. I don't want them to cling to me, but it's one big drama that, you know, I guess it just prepares you for such things that then how to hold your ground. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So much love to you, Herky.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my goodness. Okay, everybody.
Thank you from everybody. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So many loving wishes from everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for keeping us in step and feeling safe to share that with us and you know, like receive support and love. It means a lot that you feel connected in that way. Yeah. So thank you, all of you, like everyone who's everyone here. I want to invite all of us to take a moment to stretch and maybe take a few deep breaths. Move that energy around the fear and the state of the world. And this is something if you guys aren't already like doing this throughout your day, I invite you to set a little timer to remind yourself to move, because now more than ever, our sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous systems, just even in knowing what's going on, but especially if we're like interfacing with any information, like it can trigger us on even subtle ways, which can then like cause adrenal burnout and like all kinds of anxiety and stress related stuff to go on that we don't want to be happening while we're dealing with a pandemic or just in general. So stretch breaks, breathing breaks, jumping jacks. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So tonight I would love to jump into branding and how branding relates to your business. And then I wanted to also offer up to Herky, if you'd like, on the front end of this or the tail end of this, if you wanted to workshop or brainstorm anything related to the 21-day meditation that you're going to be piloting, if it would be helpful for you, I'm happy to hold space for that here for like 3 to 5 minutes if you'd like. So I'll check in with you first and then we'll move on.
Sure. So based on the responses, I see a lot of us are grappling with the anxiety and the fear and everything, but I just like some input, if maybe, you know, a sentence or two, if what would be most helpful to you. And that I have a few things that I'm, along with the meditation, I also thought of covering a topic, and not everything can be, you know, written, some things will flow and I wanted to leave space for that. But yeah, like, you know, acceptance, for example, is the first law of the spirit, that you accept until you fight, until you resist, you are going to be in pain. There is no other way to it. So, and again, acceptance does not mean that you just give in to everything, but making that as a part of every situation, basically, you know, and how I wanted to just share my personal stuff too. And so different things, love, when I wrote my post about my daughter, I really had that feeling in my, you know, meditation too, that we open up our hearts, the more we open, the more love we feel, the more the ego dissolves naturally. You don't have to fight so much with it. The ego is also like a little child that throws tantrums, and you deal with a toddler different ways. Like sometimes you need to just listen to it and what's going on behind it. Why is it showing up? Sometimes you need to almost cuddle it. Sometimes you need to shut it and say, no, thank you. And so it's like, but love is one of the biggest, you know, openers that automatically dissolves what we are feeling. And all our anxieties and fears and everything that we feel, a lot of it can be traced back to if we have a little bit of gap. The gap helps us to feel like it's not I, me, and my. So it's not like my story always. Like, for example, most of us live in this victim consciousness, like, something is happening to me, life is happening to me, my work, my boss, my partner, my blah, blah, is my child is doing this to me. whereas life doesn't happen to us, you know, the more we move into being consciousness from victim consciousness, that we are a part of it. And the more self-responsibility we take, initially our ego fights with us that, no, it's that damn person that irritated me and pissed me off today at the supermarket. You know, before Corona, how our language has changed before and after, just having that realization. And now we know that it's not, initially, like, it won't let you take responsibility. But the moment you take responsibility, what is my part? What is my doing in this? The biggest gift that comes is it frees you up. It empowers you and it lets you, you become so much free and you become empowered and you become responsible for your life. So all these different bits and pieces, and with the I was saying about the anxiety and the fear, it's more about us being wrapped around. So a lot of it is what happened to me in my memory causing me depression versus what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Because somehow we don't trust that the universe is, somehow we know all these things about manifestation and universe and nature or God or higher power or whatever you believe or disbelieve. But building that strength and building that muscle that I will be taken care of, and it is, you know, it is what it is. And true surrender brings in more openness, more gifts to us versus it's not like a defeat. It's more like, you know, letting ourselves be in that space. So yeah, so again, I wanted to talk about anxiety and fear and stuff as one of those topics, but if you have a word or two, you can, you know, maybe share that, or if this you want to not keep, you know, take away from this conversation, then however you guys want to do it. I just wanted to input how could I be of service, you know, what would help at this time, what you're feeling to cover in this course.
Thank you. Gosh, that was inspiring. I feel like I just watched a TED Talk. Awesome. Yeah, let's take 1 or 2 minutes if anyone feels anything like pressing that they want to put on the table for her key. Otherwise, we can, of course, put it in the thread in team as well. Pam, yeah.
I think what you just said, like, touched me on so many places. So I just listed about fighting and not accepting. I think when you sent that survey, I said that I would like to be able to take some things in stride rather than fighting, or to just be able to accept, like you were just talking. So when you were saying that, I was like, wow, okay, I know she read my thing, but like she put it in different words, like, yes, that's what I need. So, that and just being able to, which I've upped my personal practice as far as meditating 2 times a day instead of just 1, and just 20 minutes both times, and longer if I can, but at least the 20 minutes, just the amount of, I'm trying to let the thoughts just flow and go through me and everything like that. Just sometimes it takes such a long time to settle down. And it's weird because I'm not, you know, I'm learning a lot of different things, I think, right now, which is what my mind keeps running for. But I feel like I'm getting more out of my time. At least one of the times, mostly in the morning, because I'm finding the one at night, I'm still running. So just a way to kind of quiet that down. And I don't know if I'm fighting, so maybe I'm not accepting the thoughts just flowing. So maybe I'm just fighting everything altogether. But that would be helpful to me.
Thanks for speaking to that. Well, was that helpful, Herky?
Yes, thank you.
Cool. All right. Yeah, and anybody else? Jazz, I know you had your hand up, but for the sake of our the content, feel free to post it in the group if that's cool. And yeah, anyone else that has any feelings about that. But Herky, I cannot thank you enough for being willing to pilot this on us and offer this to the tribe at this time. It is monumentally helpful and such a gift. So thank you so much. Really looking forward to it. Yeah, and I will pull you back. I saw you pull at me, so I'll pull you back. I've had a super stacked day, but I see it. Okay. So let's talk about this whole branding thing. What the heck is branding? Who's had a chance to look through the 7.1 workbook yet? Show of hands. We've got Jess, Eliana, kind of ish. Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to do kind of a high-level exercise with you guys, with you ladies today, and then the workbook is there for you. And then within the workbook are other workbooks for you to go through. And the reason that I did it like that, it's organizationally was easier for me to like link them within the workbook. And then these are workbooks that I found so valuable throughout this last year as I was going through my whole branding adventure. And I, as you ladies know, I mean, I shared it a lot, I think. I dove really deep and I took this stuff really seriously, and not seriously, but I took it seriously. And I committed to myself to not just fill the answers out quickly and move on to the next thing, which was really tempting because this stuff is very tedious and can really start to feel like, oh my God, is this ever gonna like go anywhere? But I'm so glad that I did. I'm so glad that I sourced the support and the expertise and the guidance from the branding experts that I did along my journey. Because had I not, I could see myself just staying in a pattern of never being satisfied or never feeling like my brand was aligned with me or with my clients or my ideal audience. So I think that, branding is immensely important. And in the workbook, I talk about how branding is kind of this like amorphous thing. There's not necessarily, you know, like a definition. There's several different perspectives on it. But overall, it's immensely important because it's our communication or our business's communication, both directly and indirectly, to our audience that will either resonate and connect with them or not, right? Or kind of not really, or like yes. And what we want to aim for is an alignment wherein we feel like our brand represents us or our business, our product or service. So it's very representative and authentic in that way, because authenticity is what people connect with on an emotional level. And then we also want our brand to resonate and appeal to and excite our people as well, right? We don't want them to be like, you know, not connecting with it. So there's this sweet spot that can happen when we go through these workbooks and fill out these questions, because what they're going to draw out for you, us, is not just the like, oh, colors and patterns and typographies and images, but why are we doing what we're doing and who are we serving and why are we serving them and what's important to them? Like, what's their daily life like? And all kinds of like deep questions that can really help us dig into the internal mechanisms and the internal psychology of what is going to be really helpful in us gaining that trust and gaining that authority position in our market, etc. So all that is to say that the workbooks are very, very helpful, as tedious as they may be. I highly recommend them. And you'll see that there's like branding that kind of colors inside of the lines, which is like kind of the corporate approach to branding. And then there's branding that's like really edgy, and you'll probably see, like, you see a lot of that on like Instagram and people who are kind of at the leading edge of like the culture scape of what's hot right now. And so I tried my best to include kind of like a middle ground there, in terms of like where I sourced the workbooks from. I didn't resonate with any of the corporate stuff I came across, to be honest. I was like, oh my God, that's so boring. But then I was looking at some other stuff that was just like, woo, like too abstract. So find your sweet spot. The most important thing is like as a baseline starting point going through this, fill these out in a way that is totally authentic to you. And then you'll take that next step and you'll start tuning into your audience and what appeals to them and what they like. So does that make sense so far? I'm just wanting to kind of do like a general overview, setting the stage. Okay, cool. So in doing these workbooks, you're going to be focusing on your why and your approach and your market. And then also there are some elements where you're going to be invited to create a pin board or do some fun sleuthing, go down some rabbit holes, amassing your inspiration, right? So things that inspire you, photos, colors, aesthetics, other people's brands, create a board, just do a dump. Like, don't even worry about like curating it right now or like cleaning it up. Just like amass everything that appeals to you, and everything that aligns with the workbooks that you're filling out. So I add that last part because if you're serving, this is so random, but if you're serving women who are going through grief, right? But your favorite color is pink and you really like unicorns, like, like that's authentic for you, but like, is that a fit for your people, right? So just keeping an eye on the workbook content and what you're pulling out on the internal level as you work on your boards. And then the fun part is when you like can stand back after a couple of weeks or whatever and like look at what you have so far and continue developing your brand and then your message. And then like things start to kind of connect, like, okay, that and that resonates with that. So it's not a like one pass scenario. It's more of like a progression that you'll be going through. At least typically that's the way it is, unless you just like outright know. So there's that piece. And then what I'd like to do tonight is, and I created a little workbook for this. I don't even know if we need to use it though. What I'd like to do tonight with the time we have left together is go in a round robin and invite you ladies to share what it is that you think emotionally excites your audience. What connects with them? What appeals to them? And this can be like coming from the space of as you're imagining your brand. So it's like, all right, my ideal audience are the women going through grief, right? And so my brand, how can I authentically meet them with my brand or what's authentic for me? So maybe like there's a, like I'm very nurturing and my business is very calming, right? It's very, we want them to feel very comforted and safe. So maybe we use like colors that represent that or language that represents that or just kind of like the attitude and the personality of the brand would represent that. So I know this is like, for those of you who haven't gotten into the workbook yet, it's totally okay. You can just like kind of imagine what might resonate really well with your people. So if this feels like too advanced or a little too abstract for those of you who haven't like sunk your teeth into the material, we can do an alternate exercise. I'll call it exercise number two, where we are identifying in the world and like giving examples in the world of really great brand market fits, or like examples of what would be horrible brand market fits, just for the sake of like illustrating what fit does and doesn't look like. So whatever would be most useful for you ladies, and I'll put it to a vote. Who would like to play with number one? Two, three, okay, number two, four. Let's go with number one. Yeah, I think we can do it. I believe in us. Cool, and we're here to help each other out too. So I'm going to share my screen just so you can get like a visual of the questions that I had identified here. Okay. Move some things around. Okay, so there's six of you total, say half an hour. So if we do 5 minutes each, we should be good. 5 minutes, and Tara hops on. Hi, Tara. Good to see you.
Hi.
Good timing. We are just about to jump into a branding exercise.
Okay, good. Sorry, everyone. Okay. I totally lost track of time. Okay, nice to see you. Okay.
It's okay. glad you're here. Okay, so here's what we want to do. We're trying to get inside of our market, right? A good way to do that too is to like get inside of yourself, right? So what is it that really connects with you when you see a brand, whether it's their messaging or their product or their colors or their, like however they show up in the space, like what resonates with you? So describe your ideal client and let's do a soundbite. We don't have to like stretch it out. So even if you don't know, you just like kind of draft something and put it out there. So describe your ideal client. What are they yearning to find right now? And then describe your brand. And we, again, like rough draft is totally okay. And in what ways does your brand fit your market, brand market fit? So I'll give you guys a totally off the cuff example, personal example. So my ideal client are women who are currently working from home, still employed from my companies, doing work that they cannot stand and do not believe in, and feeling very cognitively dissonant about that and like emotionally dissonant. And all they want to do is like live a life where they can travel and work for themselves and not have to pretend like they want to wear a business suit every day. So what are they yearning for to find right now? They want to find somebody who says, hey, I've got your answer. I have a way to do that. Here's the map. And look, I embody these things that you are yearning for in my my presence, my imagery, my messaging, and my my aesthetic. So then, yeah, my brand would, you know, be me. So like super bold and outgoing and tropical and free and all that stuff. And so there would be hopefully a fit there where they feel like they have found the, aspirational representation of what it is that they are wanting to become, or change. Hopefully. Okay, so who wants to volunteer to go first? And we'll do 5 minutes each. Let's do 4 minutes if we go a little bit over. That's cool. And I'll go ahead and set a timer. Kim, thank you. Go for it.
All right. So my ideal client is our women. There are women who are in some kind of service industry and find themselves doing more for others than they do for themselves. And what are they yearning to find right now? Themselves. describe your brand. That's, you said color and symbol wise?
Messaging, aesthetic, yeah. Attitude, personality. You can think of your brand as, you can think of your brand as like a living entity. That was helpful for me when I was doing this stuff, is like, it's not, it's like a three-dimensional creature.
Okay. In that case, just whatever symbolizes freedom for that person. So I would say the colors would really depend on that person, or just for them to feel light and free. And I'm trying to think, am I answering that correctly?
So for number two, yeah, you're speaking to their aspirational, like their yearning to feel free and light and maybe confident in who they are, right?
Yes. And trying to figure that out and kind of stepping away from everybody else's life and into their own. Mm-hmm.
So authenticity?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
And number four, in what ways does your brand?
I'm gonna pause you for just a second. Let's go back to number three. So,
okay.
Honed in on what they're wanting to feel, what they're yearning for. So let's brainstorm on your side, your brand, how might you be able to show up in any of those branding ways that communicates to them that you are the fit for them?
Oh, okay. So what am I showing them?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So anytime that I am taking out time for myself, doing something exciting, going on trips, doing yoga, spending time with family, going for my dreams. So whatever it is that I want to do. Yeah. Is that better? That it?
If I'm tracking with you, when you travel and you post images, you're representing the lifestyle that your ideal client is going to find inspiring and aspirational.
Yes. Or if I'm doing yoga, or if I'm teaching something on chakras, or anything that allows them to go, or meditation, anything that allows them to go deep in themselves, or inspirational quotes that promote empowerment, personal empowerment.
Okay. Anybody else have feedback for Kim around where there might be fit that she's maybe not speaking to, or maybe how she could increase the fit or the resonance?
Yes.
So you were talking a little bit about like how and what ways does your brand fit your market, and you're talking about like chakra work and things like that. And when you talked about your ideal client, maybe like someone who is like more open to the different like spiritual like avenues, or you know.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Different kinds of like modes.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, so there's something about the like chakra and yoga that would appeal to them. Like they have a kind of a spiritual curiosity right now, or a spiritual thirst, Kim.
Yeah, true. That's yeah.
Great. Yeah, great. Thanks for volunteering that. Did that make sense for you, Kim? Do you have any questions about?
Kind of, because then that opened up a whole lot of things. Hold on, because I'm
talking about it.
Because then now I do see like a disconnect. So yeah, can you give me a second? Because I need to wrap my head around that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We'll take a pause here. Let that integrate.
So how does? Like, I know it, but I'm trying to think because I am missing quite a few things in that case when I'm thinking about it.
Do you mean you're missing quite a few things as you're, like, spelling this out right now verbally to us, or you're missing quite a few things in your mind? Okay.
Right, right.
That's okay. That's totally okay. I'm not expecting that you have, like, a comprehensive...
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry, I should have clarified that. Yeah, just like the essence, the like, you know, general like key points of your ideal client, key points of your brand. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. And then the workbooks are going to help you like pull all of the, you know, the granular stuff out. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Cool.
Who'd like to go next? Dun, 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 dun. Jessica. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh. Tara, Jazz, and then Jess.
Okay. So describe your ideal client. So my ideal client is Emily's woman, but I'm not completely sure with that. But someone who's in their like mid-30s to mid-50s. And is experiencing a transition where, like, they're about to have a baby or their kids are getting older and they need to transition to into, like, a different stage of parenthood, or, like, a parent passed away, or, like, they need a career, or they're just, like, trying to, like, get their energy within themselves to make, like, the next step in a transition. What are they yearning to find right now? Oh, they're yearning to find clarity and energy to take the next steps in life. And so, I don't know, are they yearning to find clarity, or are they yearning to find help to find the clarity? I'm not really clear about that.
Clarity. I mean, one leads to the other, so that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Describe your brand. Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna invite you to unpack number two maybe a little bit more. Like, so right okay. now, well, I can't decide if like pre-COVID or right now, but generally speaking, what else are they yearning for? Like, because we're consciously scanning our environment, right? Emotionally consciously scanning, whether it's on Facebook or out in the world, or so what are they yearning, like what are they hoping to find, whether or not they even realize it? Does that make sense?
Yes, and like obviously I want to say they're yearning for like cleaner and more organized environment and home, like they want an organized home, but like another level to that where there's, and I'm not quite sure how to articulate right now, but there's a connection between like their environment and the like inertia that they have to like, other important steps in their life.
Can you say that last part? I wasn't able to catch that part.
So there's a connection between their home environment and like how that affects the energy they have to put out into their life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not being super clear right now.
I think I caught some of that. It's a little bit choppy. Is anyone else hearing it choppy on their end, Tara's connection? Your connection's a little bit choppy, but I think I caught like clarity, a clean and organized home they're yearning for, and because there's a connection between how they're feeling and then like their home environment.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Thank you.
That's yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I'm gonna go to number three.
Okay. Describe your brand. So my brand, ethically, it's like calm, like really like oceany colors, like cool, like cool tones and like turquoises but like warm and comforting still, clean and fresh. and like simple. Yeah, that's kind of what I have for it right now.
Great.
And what ways does it fit your market? Your brand fit your market. Can you describe number four to me again? I'm sure. Not sure how to. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm looking for there is, you mentioned the word clean and fresh, that your brand is clean and fresh. And to me, like, I can kind of sense the aesthetic around that. So an example for number four might be like the imagery that I use, and which is true for you, the imagery that you use is like really organized spaces and like clean light colors and like, you know, defined lines. So that communicates to your client what it is that like they're looking for that in their life, right? And then you're showing up with that symbolically through the imagery, and that's a great fit. Was that helpful?
Okay. So, like, in other words, like, how is my brand, like, communicating to my market?
In a way that's a good fit for them. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to sit with one for a minute, I think.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. But you can go on.
Okay.
Skip. Yeah. Okay.
I have a question for you, Tara. The number two, what are they yearning to find right now? So you said they're not clear, going through a transition. So in their home environment, are they finding stability by at least in their home environment? Because internally they're going through a struggle, right? In their heart and mind. So is the home environment providing them at least that in terms of having clarity, organization, ease,
yeah,
comfort.
Yeah, thank you, Herky. Yeah, they're when they can organize their home environment, they gain a sense of control, and they they gain a sense of, they gain a sense of control because, like, looks more orderly, but also there's a strong sense of inventory in their lives. Like, and so in that way, like, having that control, order, and that, and that calm, like, helps them to create more calm in their lives. Mm. Essentially, I would hope.
Yeah, thanks for connecting that, Herky. That was a really great.
Yeah, thank you, Herky.
To me, I was going through a transition, and at least having that control helped. Having that, you know, my house, maybe being able to find my kids' socks, knowing there's some kind of, well, you know,
yeah,
stability in that part of my life. So my home environment was supporting me instead of draining me, because I did not need that at that time.
Yeah. That is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm glad that worked for you. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, and Herky brings up a great point. And feel free to revisit the niche workbooks, kind of that era of things, because it's really important that we get in touch with, like, what emotion are people aiming for? What, because at the end of the day, and I've said this a lot, but I'll say it right now for a refresher, at the end of the day, anything that anybody wants, they want it because they believe that it's going to make them feel a certain kind of way. And usually that way that they believe it's going to make them feel is good, better, happy, relaxed, right? Any of those, like, higher vibration emotions. So mm-hmm. when in our branding and our marketing, and that was a really great tie-in, in our branding and our marketing, we want to show up in a way that provokes, induces, or inspires those emotions. Like, oh my God, I would feel so relieved if my house was organized right now, right?
Yeah. Connecting with that.
Great.
Yeah.
Jasmine, you had your hand up. Were you volunteering to go next?
Sure. So when I thought about an ideal client, the first things that came to mind were, strangely, relationship, like somebody in need of help in their relationship, both friendship and with a significant other, or family, honestly, any relationship strife. And then secondarily, if they're in a financial, like, mess, just disorganized, carrying debt, credit card or otherwise, and or like totally disorganized in their space, whether that be at work, at home, in their business. That's what came to me for an ideal client, anyone who is yearning in those areas. What are they yearning to find right now? I wrote down clarity also. So, like, relationally, like, clarity in why there's so much strife or resentment or hatred or mistrust. Financially, like, and organizationally, because those, like, the organization, I think, and the finances go hand in hand. It's like they're yearning to, like, be in control. And when you're not, like, those things kind of fall apart, your home space, your money, all of that. And then, like, I think even deeper than that, they're yearning to, like, have the ability to reflect on their lives. Like, they don't have a way to evaluate their situation. So they're yearning to find measures and tools that they could use to take, like, ownership and control of their worlds, both physical and, like, interpersonal. I don't know if I'm answering these right, but this is what came up when I wrote things down. Describing your brand. When I thought of brand, I wasn't thinking of, like, aesthetics and logo. Mm-hmm. When I first thought of brand, I was thinking, what, like, somebody would perceive as, like, being offered. Cause I don't know, probably cause my mind doesn't always go creative. So, like, when I think of this brand, I think of, like, being really genuine and being like very clear. So like very clear in what they're looking for and very clear in what is offered. And I wrote enthusiastic. I'm not really sure why I wrote enthusiastic. I definitely wasn't thinking like visually.
That's okay. What you're speaking to is part of branding, certainly. So that's great.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, mainly just like the genuine and very like clear, because I find that when I'm dealing with any brand that I really get behind, or I really like, even if I don't get behind, I really can see the value in it. It's when it's so clear and so easy to follow and really like user-friendly and intuitive. And then in what ways does your brand fit your market? Again, I wasn't like thinking visually. So I wrote that it fits the market because it provides like a very clear middle ground experience for like everyday problems and like interrelatability, because you can be a billionaire and still hate your mother-in-law and like still have gone through like grief and all of the personal issues that we all have. So just like inspiring people to believe they have the ability to control their like own destiny. And I think like, hopefully that will fit my market because they're like really yearning to feel in control and able to like own their and better their lives based on their like true, I don't know, values.
Yeah.
Right.
Beautiful. Yes. That was great. I love that you're speaking to, and it's all branding. So there's no like wrong answers in all any of this. It's not like colors, and it's all of it. And I love that you're speaking to the emotional storytelling side of this, where somebody is like, you know, they're frustrated with their relationships, their living space, their finances right now. They feel out of control, and they are a great fit would be to show up in a way that represents that to them and like sub communicates that or directly communicates that. That's great.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else have feedback for Jazz on that? I liked what you said here a lot, Jazz. They don't have a way to evaluate their situation and they want to have a way to regain control. That's awesome. Like, because that's where a lot of, like, if we're talking pain points, a lot of people just don't even really know where to start and they don't really know where they're at in their process or whatever. So a way to evaluate that so that they can at least like, I mean, knowledge is power, just knowing like, okay, this is how much in debt I am. This is what I have to do to get out of it. Like really empowering versus just like looking at your whatever balances and feeling like you're being suffocated, right?
Yeah.
So, I really like that piece. Cool. Thank you. Jazz, would you, I'm not Jazz, Jessica, would you be willing to go next?
Yeah. My internet's being a little unstable, so hopefully this survives through. okay, so my ideal client is a periodic REI customer. They live in the city of Chicago. They work in a high stress job and they're short on time. And they're not native to the area. They're not from Chicago or the Chicagoland area. And they are yearning to find, they're eager to enjoy the outdoors and to de-stress and to get some exercise. Without having to put an immense amount of effort in. And so the brand for that customer, I think, so the city is very gray and it's boxed in and it's noisy. So I think what would be appealing is to have like some beautiful, captivating landscapes and open spaces and visual representations of peaceful and calming places. But then there's also an aspect of being very colorful and vibrant and fun and joyful. And so how does the brand fit the market? I'm not sure how to answer that. I guess they're looking for like a trustworthy and informative source of information that communicates and presents information in an easy to digest manner. And also in a way that like generates excitement so that they have something to look forward to. So yeah, how exactly that's like represented through a brand, I'm still thinking through that.
You're still thinking through that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Would you like some feedback or like ideas?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, does anybody have any thoughts around that? Creating that fit. Jasmine, yeah.
I think that the clearer you can make it, the easier it will be for a commoner outside of knowing Chicago to access. So if I was like logging into your Facebook or your website, if you're going to like categorize it, like if I was to log in and see if you're going to do like less than 5 mile hikes or a spot to go for great flowers in the springtime, or I don't know, like some way to categorize it that's like really clear that if I log in, I can look for exactly what I'm looking for. Like I want a steep, 1500 foot elevation gain that I can do in like 2.5 hours, or like, I just want a casual stroll to see some flowers, or, I have some things around me that we just get like posts and posts and posts and posts, just things to do, but it's really hard to like pin them or excuse me, or like organize them. So I'm always looking for I wish I could just type in, XYZ, and it just would pop up in a specific area. Sorry.
You okay, Jazz?
Yeah, thanks, Jazz. I totally agree. I think the interface has to be super smooth and easy to use and is a time saver. That's really one of my ultimate goals, is to have it be efficient so that people are not wasting their time. So having kind of like, I think in, some of the ways that I think a brand could, aside from the interface aspect of it, like the brand could be represented through having like a mix of a very like clean, sophisticated presence, but also having like pops of energy and excitement that are a little bit quirky. And when the information is presented, it's like not like this jumbled mass of words, which is what I see in so many of these like local sites, these little like small government websites or mom and pop. it's got to be visually pleasing to the eyes and like presented in a way that the information is easy to absorb and work with.
Yeah, thank you for offering that up. Mm-hmm. A great way to do that too, and you've probably thought about this, Jessica, is tags on your site. You can add a tag that's like the descriptor, and something can have like 20 tags. It might have like grass and mountains and views and blah, blah, blah. But then when somebody isn't searching for that, it comes up. So.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. Let's see. How about you, Herky?
Okay. So I was trying to draw my, I've done that ICA work and just trying to draw this. I don't know if you can see, but it's more like I have two bubbles where my ideal client is like women in their 30s to 50s. And I've written more about how they feel. So they feel like confusion, self-doubt, anxiety, stress, fear. And I said they'll be going through a transition, but it's in my Facebook thing, I've written women in transition. It could be or could not be. And they want to move towards inner peace, joy, calm, inspiration, and a spiritual life. At least open to spirituality. I don't want to force any spirituality on them, but they're open to it because it is a big piece of what I am. So. And what are they yearning to find? So yeah, pretty much what I said. They're yearning to find a more meaningful, a more peaceful, a more full, well-lived life. Not like they're being kicked by their circumstances or being bounced around everywhere to have a more joyful existence. And describe your brand. I would say, like Tara was saying, more like calm and nature. I see always nature. I don't know how else to describe, but this is what, if I visualize, this is what I see my brand as. Nature, stability, calmness. Maybe I'll need some help with this, but yeah. And how does it fit the market? Because they're looking for someone who can help them with this, someone who has knowledge, experience, has done the work, is able to not only hold the space, guide them along, and help them discover their own light. That's what I feel. Yeah, I'd love some input.
What's that?
I'd love some input on this, you know.
Sure. Yeah, does anyone have any thoughts, like how that could be represented through a brand? Does anybody have any
thoughts? Even knowing me, if you have any suggestions, I mean, just you guys know me by now, that what I should do, I've keep on thinking what I should put on my website or what I should do and keep going back and forth. So yeah.
My initial thought when you're talking about your brand, like I just thought it'd be good to go on Pinterest or something and just see, like, you can even type in, and this is more like visual aesthetic part, just type in like colors. There's so many like beautiful representations of names and textures and like branding ideas, and to just like get more in touch with it, what resonates with you when you think about your brand and how you want to show it to the world. Just to like get more about what you like, you know?
This was breaking up, Tara, so I got half. But
oh, it is. I'm sorry, you guys.
That's okay. So I think what Tara was communicating there, and let me know if I'm missing this, Tara, but to go on Pinterest and look for examples that invoke the feeling that you are wanting to convey, and whether it's the colors or the imagery, but there's lots of really great examples on Pinterest. You can like type in the keyword of relaxation or relaxing colors or you know, whatever those words are. So that can be really helpful. Aliana, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Herky, when I think of you, I think of like just like this calm, zen like person. And like you have such a way with your words. So I think of the ocean and like, you know, like the emeralds, like the different color blues. I feel like that's calming, and like the ocean represents, you know, like the deep essence of kind of like who we are in a way. So just throwing that out there.
Thanks. I love the ocean too. And my son would disagree that I am calm.
That was great feedback. Thank you, Aliana. Yeah, great. There, an image came to mind as you were describing Hurricane. It was like those like flat stacked rocks that people do, right? And it's like very centered and stable and strong, but it's like also just very tranquil looking. I don't know. That just came to mind.
Yeah. Like the image I put for the survey, I put one.
Oh,
image.
That's why. Okay. See, your branding is so on point. You're totally on brand, Herky. You brainwashed me.
No, but thanks. That's helpful. I'll add that too.
Honestly, that's a really good sign. Hilarious. Oh my God. Subliminal programming. all right. I want to get to Aliana and Ashley. So Aliana, go for it.
Okay. My ideal client would be someone who has an eye for creativity and a deep appreciation for giving life to their event or to like a space. I would say someone who likes to shop locally and support local businesses, and someone who has like a certain aesthetic, like their aesthetic resonates with me. Yeah, that's about it. What are they yearning for? They're definitely looking for someone who can bring their vision to fruition, and they're looking for unique items for their events and like accessories, something refreshing. That's about it. Let's see. Okay, so describe your brand. I would say earthy colors, because I would want it to resonate with people who kind of have like the whole calming and like, I know that I'll like definitely my business, it's so broad that I have to be open to working with people who don't have the same vision as me. So, and that's okay. And I have to like kind of surrender to that, but definitely at least for my brand, it would be earthy. Kind of like boho and chic and has like a feminine touch to it. Let's see, what else did I put? I would definitely say taking new angles and different approaches to bringing things to life. So I think that's what would set me aside from other people. In what ways does your brand fit? I would say, the freshness of my brand and the uniqueness that we have to offer. That's how we would fit in the industry, I guess, that I'm going into, and the uniqueness of it and the messaging behind it. I feel like if I can market it a certain way that I have in my head and just bring that to life, I know that I can really get it on its wheels. And that's it.
Great. So the freshness and the uniqueness and the messaging will connect.
Yeah.
Cool. Love that. Does anyone else have any feedback or suggestions before we go to Ashley? Doesn't.
Aliana, just when you were talking, I can just envision your visual display as like somebody would look at it and be like, I would never have thought to use that mm-hmm. way, or I would never, it's so cool how she did this, because the color that she added, it wouldn't normally go on that, or it wouldn't normally be turned upside down, but she turned it upside down and used it like this. And that's what I envision your brand being like you're saying unique. I'm envisioning you using like something painted a random color, turned upside down and wrapped with like a boa feather, and nobody else would ever think to do that, but you make some party look so cool or some event look so different that your like visuals, and you set up like three displays and take pictures of an event, and like you're selling yourself, and that's going to be it.
Thank you.
Cool.
So yeah, I'm just excited to see like when you finally get the chance to like do this and create a space and like document. Yeah. And document it, and then it's just like your like talent and ability is going to sell itself, and yeah. So the uniqueness, I can like see it when you're saying it.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
That was great feedback. I love that. Yeah, totally. Yeah, like getting in the mind and the like emotional experience of your of her ideal client. That was great. Thanks, Chaz. Cool. Something I just thought of too, and you'll run into this in the workbooks. It's important to identify your brand values, like your business values and your brand values. And you want to be thinking about what are your ideal customers' values as well, because they're seeking to choose something or they're looking for something that's in alignment with their core values, whether they know what their core values are or not. That's what they're looking for. So how to represent our values in our through our brand, like that, like calm, creativity, uniqueness versus like super colorful, eccentric, outgoing, you know, and using your core values sheet if it's helpful to kind of hone in on where that overlap might be between your what your ideal client's looking for and how you might show up to represent that. Awesome. Yeah, cool. All right, and Ashley.
All right. So my ideal client is women who are burnt out, stressed out, and looking for a way out of their corporate life so they can live life on their own terms. What are they yearning to find right now? They want freedom. They want something more to life. They want someone to show them what's possible, someone to show them a roadmap on how to get out of their career that's not meaningful to them. So they want the more meaningful career and life. What describe my brand? So I didn't go visual on this because I don't know visually yet, but something that's authentic and real and relatable, but also inspirational and empowering, as well as something probably like clean and simple and clear too, if that makes sense. And I don't know if that's what you're looking for because I haven't dug into any of these workbooks, but and then in what ways does your brand fit your market? It fits my market because I think however I show up in my messaging and in and on my website or wherever or in my social media and all that, I feel like I show up pretty relatable and authentic with, or I relate with my target market very well because it was me. So I feel like that works, and it also fits because they are looking for something to aspire to. And I think, that's where some of the inspirational and empowerment comes in. But yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah. Great. Does anybody have any feedback, suggestions?
Yeah.
Turkey. Yeah.
I imagine like this woman sitting in like a meeting room or wearing her suit and all these thought bubbles coming of how burnt out she is, how stressful it is, what the hell are they talking about? And then dreaming, sitting there daydreaming of like fawns standing on the beach like this.
Happy and free.
What I used to do, so that's how I envision it. Yeah.
Yeah, happy and free is what I wrote down when Fawn asked that question about like what emotion are they going for, and that's what comes to mind. And yes, being like this on the beach would totally be happy and free. So.
I actually did that too. And when I initially met Fawn and, you know, we were started these coaching sessions, one day I was sitting on my phone and literally I saw Fawn's picture there and I was sitting in this meeting room and I was literally daydreaming, wow, one day I will be this lady out of this meeting room.
That's awesome. Oh my God, that is so sweet. And then 2 months later, you were in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. And I told you that also in our first session, that one day I would really like to, you know, be with us.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah, great tie-in. Yeah, like that imagery of like freedom and happiness. Yeah. Great. Awesome. So we'll start wrapping up because we're over time. Any questions? I'm here to answer questions. I have until 20 after if people want to brainstorm anything, have any questions. Otherwise, go ahead and dive into your Element 7 workbook. And the branding, that workbook itself is probably, if you haven't already like been working on your brand at a deep level, it's going to be, you're going to be there probably for a few weeks, but I'm not going to put things on hold in terms of the rollout, but I want you to have it. And also to know that it's like totally normal and okay if this is something that you work on for an entire summer, like I did, depending on the urgency of your brand. But I also in that workbook talk about minimum viable brand, which is the sweet spot. So that, you know, just like our minimum awesome product, we don't want to like build this beautiful, awesome brand that we think is the coolest thing ever. And then we like launch our business and nobody's connecting with our brand, right? So that's like, we do not want to be wasting time. So it's about finding that sweet spot of efficiency where it's, and Jessica, you've done a great job with this in launching Rec Region and just getting something out there that is, you know, representative enough for you to move forward. And then you can of course fine tune and go from there. So I just want to caution anybody who's feeling like, oh my God, I have to get everything right. Like it's important stuff for sure. But if you're finding that you're getting hung up and that's like dragging you in the process, you know, reach out to me or just check in with yourself and ask yourself, what is the minimum here that I need to like represent in a way that my ideal client can connect with on those levels? So there's that piece. And then I will be releasing the messaging part. I'm looking at my calendar right now. Probably Friday or Saturday, the branding and messaging. So messaging is part of branding and branding is part of messaging. It's this really interesting thing. But I want to give you ladies some time to dive into the 7.1, and I'm putting some edits on 7.2. In terms of other resources that I recommend, several great ones in 7.1. And then with messaging, the How to Build a Story Brand is super great. The audiobook is great, but the physical book is better or ideal because there are a ton of exercises in there. And then there's also like a website that you can go to and use their exercises there. And then Seth Godin's book just got like yoinked from the market. It's like $1,000 or something, but there, if you can find a copy, a digital or physical copy of All Marketers Are Liars. That book is really great. I'll try to dig up like a free PDF somewhere, like a pirated version, because it's also really, it's fantastic. And it's speaking to a lot of these like intangible elements of messaging and branding. So I'll try to see if I can find that. And then the branding book, there's lots of great resources there too. And yeah, I'm going to keep moving forward as long as it's valuable for you ladies to like for me to release things on like a weekly basis, maybe a little bit over a week. I just want to make sure there's enough time to like digest it. Obviously the past few weeks have been totally tumultuous for everybody. And like, I've been like kind of reorganizing my life and programs and all kinds of stuff, but now back in the rhythm and we'll be moving forward. So thanks for being here, everybody. And I'm totally here to hang if anyone has any questions. Otherwise, be healthy, be safe, be beautiful. Thank you for being here. Good night, everybody. Hands up if anyone wants to stay for Q&A. Good? Okay. You did? Kim does and Herky does. Okay, cool.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Ciao. Right. Hi, ladies. You're muted. Feel free to take yourselves off mute since there's just the two of you. Yeah.
I forgot I was on mute.
No worries. I have a book suggestion, Fawn. I was just happened to see your favorite Rich Litwin's video. I don't even know where I was, what I was doing, how it popped up on my YouTube. And then he said about this book, Getting Naked on Being Emotionally, you know what? Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
It's I just read it at a brief excerpt and I'm like, okay, wow. Like on how you need to, you know, be emotionally, open to.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that one. Actually, I'll write that down. Yeah, that one's all about like the power of vulnerability and in branding and just like showing up honestly. And yeah, that's so cool that he came up on your feed.
I was like, this is Fawn's guy. How is he coming here? Fawn is sending him. You remember the magic thing he said on the retreat?
Yes. Everything's connected. Kim or either one of you, just go ahead and start with your question. I'm going to grab a lamp because I'm noticing the light is getting darker in here and it's like slowing my video feed down. So
Kim, you start.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you.
How are you doing? I'm so glad your daughter is better.
Yes, thank you. And thanks for your text message. And
oh, yeah. Anytime. Anytime. I've been thinking about you every day. Yeah. Every day. So I've been learning a lot about this very thing. And I jumped on a little bit on 6.2, I think, or yeah. I probably should have done a lot of that before I did some of the other things that I've been doing. So what you were saying today about, because I was a little confused about number four, and now I totally get it once everybody else went through it. Mm. And so I think I find myself when I'm creating different things, I'm constantly going back to a lot of the work that we did, and I'm going back to my website to make sure that it's consistent with what I'm trying to do. And so some of the images that I've actually put out there or that I've chosen for my email is working. I've been reading the Ask book, which is my biggest question.
Okay.
Because woo, that can be overwhelming, but it actually helped me to get focused on exactly what it is that I want to present in my next thing, you know, and of course, wishing that I've done it a while ago. So I am going back to the first one, which is asking the initial question, what is it? What is your biggest challenge? So that's going to be my first thing that I do. Because, and I don't know if I have a question, but I kind of need your help in processing. I'll make it as short as I can. But just trying to go back to finding out. So I feel like I'm doing kind of the test, like I've done a test, and now I'm coming back trying to see if, whoa, am I off base on what people need and want, or is it just the way I'm presenting it to them? And I need to kind of not pack, but I'm just going to use these words for lack of a better one, just package it differently for it to fit what they need. So not coming from the perspective of solution, like when we talked, you said that might be too wordy for them. They might not know that they need it. So when I was reading Ask, he was coming from what don't they want, you know, that we can really identify with what we don't want. And so when you were asking these questions today, I was like, oh gosh, like my head was all over the place. I'm digging into things that I'm so confused about, and I was in the things that I, you know, so I feel like I'm in a place of learning. So I am everywhere. I just feel like, you know, like I'm, and it's overwhelming. it's been overwhelming the last couple of days to where it was like, okay, I don't. So I keep trying to use my little pockets of time to work on little bits of it because it was starting to be like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know? can I go back through the questions with you? And I don't know if this will take too long, but can I go back and process my answers again?
One through four?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've got some time. Let me just check in with Herky real quick. Did you have a quick question, Herky, or do you want to process through something as well? I just want to gauge time here.
No, nothing really in general. I thought we could take a little time to discuss the 21 day, but we can discuss that tomorrow.
Oh, sure.
The question was that I'm thinking I want to hire somebody for my website or social media or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any suggestion on that.
Yeah, okay. So I'm sensing like I would like to have at least like 20 or 30 minutes with you. And I do have a hard stop at 40 after. So Herky, would it be possible, can we connect tomorrow? See if we can find the time to connect tomorrow.
Sure.
I just want to make sure that we have the time we need to talk about those kinds of things. Does that make sense?
Yep. And Kim, you go ahead. I mean, we can talk tomorrow. I'll be here as long as the kids don't come, and I'll just...
Okay, cool. Yeah, listen.
Cool. Oh, good.
Okay, so I'll share my screen, Miss Kim.
I have them typed out on my thing.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I kind of typing them out as we were going. Okay, so the ideal client, I said women who work in an area of service who put others before themselves. They're exhausted, but they keep the facade up that all is okay. They continue to push themselves, and they find themselves looking for relief, comfort, and strength in others.
Say that last part. It's breaking up a little bit on my end.
Oh, I'm sorry. They find themselves looking for relief, comfort, and strength in others.
Okay.
All right. So then number two, what are they looking to find? I said themselves, living authentically, confidence, calm, inner peace, their own voice, and time for themselves.
Do you think that they know that? Like that they know like this is what would make me feel better? Or
oh, okay. Am I coming from solution angle again?
And they might, like, some people know what they, like, you ladies knew, hopefully knew what you wanted when when we connected, and you're like, that's, you know,
no.
But maybe yes. You didn't know, like, as you were looking, but then when it was there, you were like, ooh, there's that, right? So I need to remind myself of this too, that I can't assume that people actually know what the solution is for their problem.
Okay, so yeah. Coming from the back way, so like pain points would then would go there, or
so they are looking for, like, they probably know the emotions that they're aspiring toward, right? Like,
okay, so peace, happiness, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe independence, even
happiness. Okay. Okay. Focus. Can we stay focused?
Absolutely. Yeah. Whatever they're, you know, they're like, gosh, I wish I could just like X, Y, or Z.
Right. Relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if we want to take it some layers deeper, and you're welcome to do this anytime for anything, but is to ask like, and what would that do for them, or why, right? So why are they looking for happiness, independence, focus, relaxation? Like, what would that do for them?
Correct.
Getting kind of to the core of this motivator. Like, you know, then they would have more energy to do what they love, or they would just like feel healthier or be able to feel like they're able to stand on their own 2 feet in a conversation, or, you know, things like that. So like keep peeling back the layers around. Why is that important?
Okay, so I think I have these then, if that's because I did that magic wand thing with like a focus group of people. Okay, so that's what would go there. Okay, mm-hmm. I have these somewhere.
Yeah, yes, you do.
In a Google form somewhere.
Somewhere in the abyss of the Google Drive.
Right. I do have this. And I think I have this on that chart that I made after we did the ideal client and niche thing. Okay, cool.
Marky, did you have something to offer up?
Yeah, no, I've been hearing a lot of stuff and, okay, people want to be happy. They want to be, but it's not, maybe after this COVID thing, it'll become a burning desire to live a better life. But it's more like, oh, I need to start a business or I want a job. Sometimes that seems to take precedence over I want to be happy, which is, you know, sad. But it's almost like, does one present themselves so the other person ends up getting that gift, the real gift? But they may not be using this language, right? So that's where I'm also struggling with this. How do I present myself wherein they may or may not be saying I'm looking for calm and peace, but it's something else that brings them something more motivating in their mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I did, when you said that, I thought of me when I came to Fawn. I want a business. I don't want to talk about anything else.
I also said I want a business.
I want a business. I'll be happier. No relationship stuff, Fawn. Cut it out.
And that, I also said, I want a business. This is all I want. No, nothing else. I know about that other stuff.
That was me. Okay. I do have, you know what? I do have that. I have people that say, I want to be so many pounds lighter. I want to have so much money saved up. I want my business up and running. So I do have that. And
so how do we present ourselves? Like, what do we say? Who are we?
You disguise yourself as a career coach.
But that would work, you know. I mean, a lot of wisdom people have to say a lot of crap just to get people to listen in some other way, you know. Almost like your children.
Yeah. Or relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, we listen to what they say, the words they say, what they think they want, right? Mm-hmm. And we tell them that we're going to help them do that, right? And so we put whatever imagery evokes that, like the solution or whatever, right? Or like the, you know, oh, you want to change jobs? Like, oh yeah, you think that's what you want? Okay, I'll help you change jobs.
So better relationships and things like that. That's what we're gonna tell them.
Yes, we want to.
I'm almost talking to Paul in the first call, and I'm like, I want to start a business in the next 6 months. I want to be where you are. And Paul's like, oh yeah, you want to start a business? Come. There's this whole journey that has been taking place, you know, one thing after another, that dealing with my
own stuff. We'll keep them forever. That's why we're still here, Fawn. We're still here.
Oh, God,
as soon as you start the next thing, I'm going to be there. I need that too.
Oh my God. I can't remember if it was Jasmine or Ashley, one of them was saying the other day that their boyfriend was like, are you joining a cult?
Whatever you want to call it. But I'm here.
Oh man. Okay. And I love that you two are here. This is great. Because honestly, and I'm not like trying to be like, whoa, I did the thing. But this is what when you read about incredible marketing or like super fans, being super fans and like a tribe and customers who are not just, you know, one time, two time, three time, like they're like lifetime customers. That's what we want to create in our businesses, because it's motivating us to serve always at our leading edge. And it's like, we're always creating value for our people. And if that trust is there and that exchange is happening, that's great. And then you end up coming to Mexico two times and like joining 20 of my friends.
But that's true, because like you're showing us that we can do this, like, and so that is the results that I want. Like, I want to know that I could live that life. Like when she was saying, I was looking at Fawn saying, oh, one day I'm going to be her. And seriously, I mean, from the time I saw your landing page and I saw the beach, that's all I've been thinking about is I want a house on the beach. And I went to one just a couple months ago. And it was like, you couldn't have told me, like, you know, one day. I mean, I was looking at it as one day, not like 1 year, or from the time you brought it up, like 6 months. I wasn't thinking that. And so you provided that. And not that I can do that any stretch of the means right now. Okay, 6 months. We're not going to do that, Fawn. Okay, so let's just concentrate on right now. But I do want to provide that feeling, and yes. I realize, oh, okay, you can kind of grow with your clients, because as their need grows, then your offers can grow. And that in itself is intimidating when I say that, but you know, if I can say this, you know, my client yesterday when I was meeting with her, you know, she's making some changes for a relationship that she wants to keep. And instead of scaring her, because I, you know, from what she's sharing, it may end, but it may not. But I told her that you want these things and you can have them if you're with him or without him. So I didn't want to scare her by saying, you need to do this for yourself, but just, if you're going to stay with him, you still want to have these things. These are still things that you want in your life. And if you're without him, then these are still things you want in your life. Just trying to get her to see herself as important in the process. And so that was like a super cool moment. I, if not for her, for me, because I felt like either way your life goes, this is still what you want to have for yourself, you know, and that is what I want to offer, is that no matter where you find yourself, like, this is what you want for you. I think I froze for a second, but
I can hear you.
Yeah. So this is what I want to give out to people, is that the things that you want aren't determined about the people that are in your life or the things that are going on around you. This is what you want for you, you know? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I don't know how to put that into any of the questions that we just did. I don't even know where it would go. I hope I'm having a hard time answering a question, I think. I don't know.
You're doing great. So first I want to acknowledge that that when we're in information overwhelm, it can just like things get real confusing, right? It's like, well, but this book says this, but then my client does that, like, right?
Yeah.
It's like hard to like see that. For me, it feels like a spider web sometimes, and I have to like zoom way out and be like,
what? Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, that's why this exists and that exists.
Yeah, I have it in a tablet. I haven't done the sticky notes yet. I mean, I use sticky notes for, I think, me personally, but I haven't used it to get things out. I've just been using, like, I guess I make the sticky notes on the paper because I have squares and circles around things.
Nice.
So, aww. Yeah.
So if this is of any help, you know, like simplifying things, zooming out, just the simple question, not maybe not so simple, but like the question of what is my client yearning for right now? What are they looking for? What are they yearning for? And just like keeping it simple with that. And once you feel clear, like you just nailed it. I mean, the things that they want aren't determined by the people around them. So they want to feel like allowed to have what they desire, right? On their own terms. And so maybe your imagery or your copy, like, are like yourself or pictures of other women who are, by themselves on a hike or, you know, by themselves doing something, but like that communicates that like independent spirit and that self-love, maybe like, like having a smile, like feeling good about themselves being alone or something like that. Someone meditating, that's a really great one. Or like, you know, so, yeah.
Okay.
Swimming, paring that down a bit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And if it has to do with relationships, I mean, there's a lot of different angles to that, but the languaging, like my coach, she drilled into my head. And also I would co-facilitate workshops with her. So I've heard it a gajillion times, but she would say, the most important relationship you're ever going to have is the one with yourself. And she just
I do say that in something. I think I tried to make everything as uniform as possible, but I think those are, it's either on my website or it's on, I mean, something like it, or it's on my Yelp and Thumbtack profile. Maybe description of what I offer. So I think it is somewhere. And that's what I'm trying to do, is like go back and get the original words, because you're right, when I'm getting information, I lose everything that I've already done. And I feel like, and I try to go back to it to reel myself in, because I find myself getting anxious about learning and trying to.
Going back and simplifying. What was I just gonna say?
Oh, I know you gotta go though in like 5 minutes.
Yes, I do need to hop off in 5 minutes. I just had a thought and it left me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
no sorry. Something around relationships. Oh, that's what it is. So to answer both of your questions, or to speak to this, I don't want to answer it, but to speak to this, like, so how do we essentially, like, how do we hook them and serve them in these ways that they don't even know that they need, right? But like get their attention in the first place to work with us, right? And we do that by using their language. We do that by basically like call and response back to what it is that they're frustrated with, and like, oh, I just want to quit my job. I want to start my own business. I want to, you know, okay, like, let's do that, you know, and then, or whatever. Like, I just want to, like, I want to leave this relationship, or I'm tired of feeling jealous of my girlfriends. Like, use that language, right? Because the results that they're going to have by working with you are going to support that. But as we all know, it's going to go a lot deeper than that. But we have to mirror back to them. So in our brains, there's mirror neurons that are part of why our subconscious mind can't really tell the difference between what's imagined and what's actually real. So the mirror neurons, when somebody sees something out in the world that like mirrors what they want, like as they imagine, oh, I wish I had a happy relationship. I wish my boyfriend and I just like laughed and cuddled and had a great time. And then we see something out in the world that like matches that. So like it's kind of like one of those games where it's like there's a match and it's like ding 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 ding. It's like that's what I'm looking for, right? So we can use that imagery or that language that matches theirs, and then but we really know what's baked inside of the, you know, the transformation. So
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and honestly, and I've probably mentioned this to both of you, I didn't set out thinking that I was gonna ever be like, I'm a career coach, like in a million years necessarily. I knew that I wanted to change corporate America from the inside out, and I knew I'd get there somehow someday, but I like wasn't focused on that necessarily. But then in working with dozens and dozens of clients, and like the common denominator was I'm miserable at my job, I'm unfulfilled, da 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 da. And I'm like, that's because you don't know yourself and you believe that you're your thoughts, right? I know that, but da da da. So I'm like, I'll feed you the language you want so we get to where you want to go. Yeah. And so, yeah.
Yeah, if you told me, I'd tell you about your thoughts, I won't. I clicked on the image that I saw, you know, the free image. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got me. Right. Yeah, you're right. You have to.
Yay! I'm so glad I did. So grateful.
Thank you.
Yeah, great questions. Thank you. I know this stuff can get real cloudy and like confusing. I'm right there with you. Like, that's why it took me nearly 8 months to like figure my branding stuff out last year. I'm like, but just keep like zooming out when you need to, zoom out when you need to, like keep it simple. What are my people saying they need? How can I show up in a way that conveys that I can help them do that?
Right.
Cool.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. Thank you again. Thanks, Herky.
What, Herky?
People even go to enlightened masters and spiritual gurus and say, I want peace and I want it right now. Right. You know? Go that way. But, and they're like, sure, come on. And, right. And when it comes to doing the inner work, oh,
you know? Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Thank you. I love your questions. I love that you ladies are working on what you're working on and that you're building your brands and that you're coaching women already. Like it, my heart is like so full of love and pride and joy and excitement that the world gets to experience your energy and your support and your service. I'm like so, so amazed and so excited for you.
Aww, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all your guidance and ongoing assistance.
My pleasure. I may have hooked you in ways you didn't expect, but at least I deliver value.
Internally,
I'd rather be hooked this way.
You knew that, you know, your truth actually drew us to you. Mm. Your truth and your integrity on a soul level, you know.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep, for sure.
I love you both.
And then you put us in touch with other wonderful women. So,
yeah, love you both so much.
Love you too, both of you.
Okay, have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.